tell you what, most of us, in fact, all of us at some point are out shopping or heading out to restaurants. We're engaging service providers one way or another. And we all scream we want better customer service. Yeah, oh, that guy was the best. This lady was fantastic. Don't go here. They're not very good. We're going to see if we can get to the bottom of what really does make some great customer service in the wake of the Cessnock Customer Service Awards, with nominations open at the moment. The president from the Cessnock Chamber of Commerce, Jeff Walker, joins us. Jeff, good morning. Let's start with the basic question. What does make great customer service?
Yes, good morning, Mark. I suppose it comes down to the individual and what they're looking for, but there are some key ingredients that are required, and I think it starts right from the greeting and the acknowledgement through to, I think it's an exhibition of sincerity and passion. It's about following up and making sure that the interaction has closure. But it's also about having a strong local knowledge. So if the provider can't provide you with the goods or services you're looking for, they can suggest some alternatives that are available and can make some personal recommendations in that regard.
Picking up on the first couple of points you made, having a greeting and being sincere, sometimes people get a greeting and they just feel that it wasn't all that sincere. It's like they're going through a sales sheet, doesn't it?
That's exactly right. And we see that perhaps in the bigger organisations where perhaps the employee doesn't understand the importance. And I mean, over the last few years, we've seen the growth of concierge-type situations where you do have people greeting you, but I think there's still a bit of work by a number of people or organisations to understand exactly what that role is and the approach to use.
Well, one area that does do customer service fantastically is, of course, the Cessnock area, and we've got the Customer Service Awards happening. They've been around since around 2010. How have the awards changed and grown in the last 6 or 7 years, Jeff?
We're finding that there's a stronger perception about the awards and what they mean. And I think people are realising it is a talking point. So even when the competition is on, and it covers several weeks when nominations are available, and virtually it's by customer nomination. So that's something that's a little bit different to other awards that we tend to see, which have self-nomination. But this is about customers and people actually coming forward and saying, look, I would like to nominate this person. I think what we've seen, it's encouraged a lot more conversation about customer service and what customer service means to people. And in recent weeks, whenever I meet anyone in the street, they tend to talk about particular businesses and why they see good customer service there. So it's definitely raised the awareness and the importance of it overall.
And such a validation when we know that it's customers and clients that are actually going to be taking their time post-visit to actually go and make a nomination.
That's right. And it's important that, you know, people, even though we get a lot of nominations or nominees that say, oh, I don't give customer service to be nominated for awards, etc., it's still fantastic for those people to get acknowledgement and to realise that people are taking note of what they do and how they do it.
And just very quickly, Jeff, how long are nominations open for?
They're open for the next few weeks, and then the judging actually happens from there. And then we have a gala night on Friday the 6th of October where we have an awards night where winners and runners-up in each of the 7 categories are awarded, and then there's an overall winner as well.
Jeff, I better let you go and press your tuxedo and get nice and ready for the night. Our show will be an interesting one, and thanks for your time with us there this morning.
Thanks, Mark.
Yeah, great customer service. Sometimes it can be hard to find, but if you have been in the Cessnock area and someone has gone above and beyond for you, make sure you make a nomination there. And we've got some details at 2NURFM.com as well.